B-Pod Studios.
Hey, this is really cool. It's a MRL show rap party podcast with special guest Mel from Phil and Mel over at the Christmas station. And Jessica from Power 98's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Okay, we've been freaking out for the last 35 minutes about the Christmas party.
Because last year, I went, Nicole went, but Manny and Loren didn't, and we got into so much trouble because the entire show didn't go. And I'm not going to lie, you guys outshined us. You guys hopped on stage. You were the stars of the night.
The Madhouse we're
and
talking about now.
All we heard about was how great No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse is, and that Manny and Loren can't even attend a company Christmas party.
Look, at Phil and I have two people, me and him. Yeah. I already said I wasn't going. Nobody said that this was mandatory. Oh. So they got to let somebody
know. They didn't say it last year.
I got a flooded apartment. I got to move this weekend. By the way, Jewish playing all the Christmas music. So I'm already on the edge, man.
Now's all set.
So, you're not even going.
Yeah, no, but they didn't say it was mandatory. If you roll up today and go, oh, it's mandatory, I'm going to yell at somebody.
They didn't say it was mandatory last year, but anything with free drinks is mandatory for me.
Well, as a general rule, it is for me. But my happiness gets up. Like at two, I was up at 2:15 today. Yeah. I was here at 3:45. So get
Mel
bent.
Is always the first one in the
building. She is always
get
the first
bent
one.
If you think I'm staying out. And then, I mean, I was here yesterday till 5:30.
Yeah,
I
know.
It's
but they're crazy here. And what happens is that information doesn't get back to our bosses.
This is my problem, though, with that. I mean, we're in the communication business.
Yeah.
We could all communicate. That'd be great.
Yeah, we don't.
Jess, you walked in, you go, oh, my God, is that tonight?
I did. But I have it on my calendar, and I just haven't looked at my calendar.
Do you think the whole show's going?
The Madhouse,
yeah.
Oh, listen, we wouldn't. Did you just hear me? Free drinks? We will be
there. Can you do us a favor and one of you fall off? Can one of you stay home so we can shine for this year?
Listen,
you can shine
we'll
next year.
We'll buy you drinks at another bar.
There you go.
Are you going to do Black Smart again?
You know what? We have a new game.
Oh, shit.
And it's for the holiday season.
All right, hang on. Let me get
a
pen. Tell me what this game is.
Our new game is called Who's Ho?
You're playing that tonight?
We are actually just finished playing it on the air.
Okay.
And so what we do is we have our guests that come in, our celebrity friends that come in throughout the year, and they send Christmas greetings. They go, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And our listeners have to call up and guess who it is that's hoeing.
Who's ho?
Who's ho is it?
That's amazing. Didn't you guys fill them out? Didn't you guys do this last year?
Yeah. Here's
so
the
wait,
thing.
How are you playing the hoes?
We have them recorded into our phone. So we can just play the hoes from our phone.
Well, you got the hose in the phone?
We got the hose in the phone.
Uh-huh. Here's what y'all do. If anybody goes, where's Mel? Oh, my God, I just saw her. I think she just went in the bathroom.
Oh.
Just lie for me.
Okay. Or make her one of the hose so that she can technically be there.
You all. So if y'all don't show up, we'll cover for you.
Oh, we're going.
No.
We got so much crap last year for not going. On top of that, we heard how great from Bill. For months, our big boss told us how great the Madhouse was, and he was rubbing it in, going...
In our defense, they asked us to come in. We didn't jump up there. They asked
us. Oh, I know.
And we were intoxicated.
But you got your money. You're good at what you do. So, here, we have three ideas. One,
we were gonna
handcuff two random people together for the entire party with the handcuffs that Loren and I use when we were handcuffed for 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. The next was...
shock color trivia.
Oh, my goodness. Not playing that.
If you get the question wrong, you get shocked.
Nope, saw y'all play it, not gonna do it.
Along the same lines, the random shock collar, where we will hook the shock collar up to somebody at the party that y'all wouldn't know, and then give you the remote. And the remote would just pass around, and if you feel like you just want to shock them, you hit the button.
Yeah.
That is jacked up.
Here's what y'all can do. I know a great game that y'all can do that I really, really enjoy.
Because we need to win
this year. Mystery box. Why don't y'all do mystery box?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea, but then we have to blindfold someone.
I wouldn't mind doing mystery box.
Yeah.
Mystery box
You've
is
done it
fun.
Before on the air. You're
and
funny.
Mystery box with drunk people? Oh, my goodness. That's a win.
What about the headphone things where we do the guess what we're saying and the person has
Read
the headphones on? And
I
they,
like it.
That would be good. That would be
no,
good.
So we should scratch White Smart off the list.
But my thing is that there's no stage this year, so how can we even play games?
But you guys, this is the pressure that we've had. We talked about this for 45 minutes on the air because...
Why is it up to us to make the Christmas. Like, I thought it was a
you're the entertainment.
We're the yes, we are. We are. Okay.
You pay me for 6 hours. I hate to
you're
sound
the headliner, man.
I hate to sound like that. Extra time, extra money. All right, all right. That's how it rolls.
Phil, you know what? Phil's not going to talk to you tomorrow because he's going to have to do something on his own.
Well, that's why I told him, I go, what's the deal? Do we have to go? I don't know.
You
I don't
should
know.
Come play Jewish games with us.
You know, you the guess a game you should play. Who's the Jew?
Who's the black Who's the Jew? Jew? It's a very short list.
That is a short list. Only like, you know, one in a million can do that.
All right.
Yes.
So, we're excited too.
We'll have a good time.
Do you know the password to get in? There's a password.
There's a password?
Yeah, we're at a speakeasy tonight.
Oh, I know that we have to have credentials on to get in.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They make lanyards.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
us.
Okay.
Really?
When do we get those?
Shelly has those.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oy.
Okay. And all so right.
It's a whole thing, Mel. It's so a whole
now
thing.
What if they give you a lanyard?
Again, Mel's in the bathroom. I went the first
Mel's
year,
the
though,
bathroom.
When we had the ugly sweater. I wore a Happy Hanukkah Bitches sweatshirt. It was at Queen Park Social.
Yeah, I remember.
And, like, Phil wasn't there. Brandon showed up late. Like, it just seemed Queen like Park us, Social, not a big deal.
Right. That year was crazy because we were just amongst the regular people.
Yeah. Right. Like, you so that's why, crazy. Yeah, that's why I
Last
think.
Last year was more private, right?
Yeah, there were
yeah.
no, there were, yeah.
Last year we rented out Rosemont.
Y'all were asking me a lot of questions about last year, and you I showed remember. Up for our show that starts at 5:50 around 6:10.
Yeah.
See, this is why I'm not allowed to do stuff on a school night. I'm too old to get drunk. I mean, I'm almost 50. I mean, I can get drunk on a Friday or Saturday.
Sure.
But I can't be getting hammered on a random Wednesday. I mean, it's not going to work for me.
I'm
we're screwed tonight.
No.
We're screwed.
No, I don't think we are. I like what the Madhouse is doing, and I like what we've got. We got a couple things
but
planned.
But my thing is, there's no stage. It's small down there. We're in this.
You know where we're going, right?
Make it work.
We can't say it on the podcast, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, make it work.
We'll make it work.
By the way, congratulations, Lorraine.
Thank you.
Yay!
Get out in the bathroom. That's all you got.
Okay. All right, Mel.
I might be with Mel in the bathroom.
Thanks. Bye, Jess. We'll see you tonight. There they are. Jess and Mel, No Limit Larry, and K1047.
I want to see Phil do a really push the envelope trivia game. Like something risque.
Fake or real?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to show you a celebrity, and you tell me whether or not the boobs are fake or real.
And everyone's just like
cut him off.
What?
He's been slamming.
Phil's drinking.
He's been slamming back Cosmos. But, you know, that is so funny because that's why we spent 40 minutes talking about it on the show today. Because the Madhouse is taking it serious.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming with a game, and Mel doesn't think she has to go.
And we just found out that they're making lanyards for us. That's how serious this is. Like, if I was Mel, I'd be crapping myself. I'd be rearranging my schedule to make it to this party.
So today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Friday, we'll know. We'll get Mel back on the Rap Party Podcast on Friday.
And by the way, if she doesn't get any crap out of it, they're either one, scared of her, which is a pretty cool quality to have, or two, they just don't care this year, which is very possible.
Well, 704 sent a text message when we were talking about this on the air, and we didn't get to read it, but they brought up a really good point. They said, hey, it's better to be missed at the party than told that you didn't even know you weren't there.
Oh, man. Because I was going to try to fly under the radar. I'm pregnant. I don't want to, like, no offense. Like, I love you guys, but you're fucking annoying when you're drunk.
Where did that come from?
What the hell was that?
No, I love you. But if you can't drink.
And
I know, I'm sorry. But if you can't drink and you have to go to a party with everybody who's hammered, that's not fun for the pregnant girl. It's not.
My gosh, I feel assaulted.
I'm sorry. I know
we were
that
handcuffed
was...
together for 24 hours. It can't be that bad.
I'm a good fun drunk.
It's not fun when I have to watch you drink and I can't.
Although one time I was kind of sober and
Take
I got
gummy.
To see a drunk Loren walk across the road leaving a show, and that was the best thing I ever witnessed in my life.
That was with
that was
Nicole and
yeah.
her ex,
yeah.
right? And you were all trying to cross the road, and you could literally how did Loren cross the road? We have no idea.
No
She's
idea.
Screaming the whole time.
It was like Frogger.
I still watch the video sometimes where, like, Lauren and Lauren are in front of us, and Lauren sees her car. Like, she's got a ranch, like, she's got a Honda Civic, like every
like
other
a white
girl.
Honda Civic.
Yeah. And then all you hear is, "Hey, that's my car." And then you hear Lauren go, "Well, let's go get it."
Yeah, stop.
I was like, "Stop."
"Well, let's go get it." And by the way, that wasn't after like a night of drinking at the bar. That was like 8:30
after the Andy Cohen show.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know because we didn't have combined tickets. We were sitting away from each other. They were getting blitzed the whole night.
I'm far more fun when I can drink, and nobody's gonna remember that I was even there tonight.
No, they're gonna remember you were. They remembered when you weren't there.
You gotta play the game with us. If we play a game, you can't leave until then. I guess I don't know.
I need to leave by like.
You gotta talk to
honestly.
Leslie, Shelly, Rob, whoever's in charge of the event. Clearly, the Madhouse ain't gonna go on until they're drunk.
Well, I'm not getting drunk. I'm driving, so
I'm taking an Uber.
I'm driving.
Oh, yeah. Jeez,
I'm not getting drunk. There's gonna be clients there. I wanna. Look
You're
good.
Better drunk, though.
Oh,
what does that mean?
I don't want to go and watch everybody drink.
Are you? You're going to drink, right, Nicole?
For 2 hours?
Yeah, hell yeah.
God, that's a friggin' infinity.
We'll have fun. There'll be food.
Joe Moss will be there. He's one of your big clients.
I know.
Jeff Reed. You and Joe could talk about hair gel.
Yeah, but Jeff's going to be drinking.
And Jeff could talk about hair gel.
And I love
Jeff.
He
looks like Heat Miser.
I don't know if I can talk to Jeff when I'm not drinking.
Let's bring Jeff up as Heat Miser tonight.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser. That's his walk-up music.
All right.
But to the point, there is no stage. You can't bring anyone up anywhere.
I know.
I don't know how we're going to entertain these people. Because I mean, the room we're going into is just a square.
With a bar in the middle.
It's just a square. And it's kind of tight. There's couches, which I'm going to surely find.
But we're going to come prepared with the whole gig box and everything.
I'm going to bring my own stage.
Can you guys pick up the slack tonight?
Of course we will pick up the slack. Of course.
As opposed to?
I don't know.
Well, letting us fail? We can't fail this year. Our bosses are watching.
And Power, they just recorded their bit, which is really funny, by the way. Guess the hoe.
Oh.
They get away with a lot of stuff over there.
How cool is it that she doesn't know that the party's tonight? But it's on her schedule, and she's fine. She's good to go.
She might have been playing. They just recorded a segment for it. And she goes, "Oh, that's tonight?" That's that whole, like,
they're just playing
like how we joke. You know, like when Nicole goes, "Hey, don't forget we have a 10 a.m. meeting." You go, "Oh, that's today."
Oh.
Kind of vibe
that. She sold it pretty well.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That's a Wrap Party Podcast. Tomorrow, be back here to listen to how it all went down and the drama that ensues. We shouldn't have an answer on Mel, whether or not she's going to get in trouble. That'll probably be on Friday's podcast. But anyway, thanks for listening, you guys. And we'll post pictures at the MRL show on our Insta. You can go check them out there. Okay, that's where you say goodbye.
Oh, bye. I thought you stopped it.
Yeah,
well, we normally say bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, it seemed like a pretty
good word. Goodbye, Loren.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.